Welcome to Miracles of God with Pastors Joel and Annalisa Jones.
Got to serve somebody, might as well serve the Lord.
Do you know your responsibility as a believer in Christ? In today's message, Pastor Joel expands on what God expects from true followers in Christ as he continues the teaching series entitled, Examining Your Investment Portfolio.
Our sermon series is titled, Examining Your Investment Portfolio. Examining Your Investment Portfolio, and by now we should all have a firm grasp on what this sermon is talking about. The Lord has been speaking to us for weeks about examining the importance of making the proper investments in life. I know this is not a course in making literal investments or financial planning or wealth building according to the world standards, but this sermon is about investing in God's standards. Investments for your eternal futures. That's what this is about. To all of you who will watch this, and maybe you'll see it next week or the week after, or you might be seeing it now. We're talking about eternal future. That can only be done by accessing God's standards, okay? So we've heard some very important teaching for the past 2 weeks from the Bible. We always go to the Holy Word of God. We're not interested in opinions, are we? Not as much as we are. And you might have a good opinion about something, you know? And they said perception is reality. Sometimes we can believe something so much that it came from us, but that doesn't make it true. Amen. So we always go to the Word of God. So for 2 weeks, we've been comparing what we're saying to the Word of God. It's key information, and it's for the house of God, for the bride of God, the bride of Christ. We're the bride of Christ. I've never seen a man anywhere that doesn't care about his woman. I've never seen a man that wants a woman who is not adequate in her health. You see what I mean? You want your family healthy. Jesus wants the church healthy is what I'm trying to say. We're the bride. We are the church, okay? And the bridegroom, it says, I'm coming back to a church without blemish and without spot, okay? So I'm talking about not just the church, but all churches. We can all eat off of this pizza. It's this pie. It's for all churches that consider themselves to be led by Christ Jesus. We want truth. Let me say up front that not everyone who says that he or she is a believer is truly a believer. You know the rule, huh? All disciples are believers, but not all believers are disciples. All right? Okay? And that's with anything. There are people that have surface commitment, and then there are people that are willing to go deep. Okay? Like anything else. Being in Christ is like training. If you want to get something out of it, do your homework. Get into it. Work it. It's not going to just happen overnight. You got to stay in this thing. And that's how it is with the Word of God. You got a lot of help. You got the best trainers you could have. The Holy Spirit of God, Jesus Christ, our Father who is in heaven. You got the best trio, which is in one. Three personalities in one God to get you where you need to be. So that's what we're talking about here. I'm talking about the church. And if we consider ourselves to be led by Jesus, we ought to look at that and understand that not everyone who says that they are led, that they are believers, are truly believers. Take Catholics, for instance. Catholics call themselves Christians, yet they pray to Mary. Okay, so right off the top, we know something's wrong. Catholics pray to dead Mary and dead people. Now, how can you be alive in Christ praying to dead people? Just put it together and see if it's true, okay? And even if Mary or any of the other saints or people who Catholics do pray to were alive, they still would only be human beings, servants just like you and I. Brother Terry said that. He said, we're all the same. We're all servants. We've just been called to different assignments, okay? We're all servants of the Lord. So you don't put all your stock in the Pope. Nope. You can't do it, okay? He's just a man, and that's no joke, okay? Now, do your homework. You got to invest wisely, all right? And that's what I'm talking about. We want truth. My family believed in Allah, They believed in Allah and they believed in Elijah Muhammad. Okay? I was raised up in the Nation of Islam in Chicago, Illinois, on the South Side. They were some serious folks. But I'm going to tell you what, that was a cult. It was not. It was a man-made religion. Okay, and when you start putting man in the place of God, you have just made a huge error. Okay, and that almost drove my father crazy, who was supposed to be a Christian minister. But he was lured away. He was lured away by the fanfare and by the pride of men back in the day, coming from Mississippi to Chicago. So it, when you learn these things and you go to the Bible and say, Lord, what are you telling me? You see it clear as day. Jesus says in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Anything that man starts is going to fall. I'm telling you the truth. Been there. Look at all the gangs. And why do gangs get together? They get together for camaraderie, to help each other, to support one another. And then somebody gets a big head somewhere. And somebody starts saying, well, I can do this, and I can do this, and I should have this, and I should have this. And it happens. The Black Panthers started off good. They wanted to take care of the neighborhood. They wanted to take care of people. What happened? I can have this, and I want this, and I want this. There was all kinds of internal conflict. And it's going on to this day. There's only one way to do it, and that's through Jesus Christ. I don't care what you say. I don't care what you try. Unless we have an infallible God, it's going to fail. And that's what happens, and it's been going on. We make our own religions, and there's something wrong. All the traditions in the world. That's why it says in Colossians 2:8-9, beware lest you be deceived. Through empty deceit and philosophy, according to the traditions of men, according to the basic principles of the world, but not Christ. This is scripture. This was scripture. So God knew these things. Jehovah's Witnesses. Jehovah's Witnesses claim to know Jesus by the very inference of their name. They've witnessed Jehovah. But how can you believe in Jesus when you don't believe that he's a prophet? You just believe that he's a prophet, but not God. There's something wrong with that, okay? Then there are the Mormons. The Mormons say they're Christians, but they believe that Jesus and Satan are brothers. It's their actual belief. Yet you'll hear people say that they're Christians, okay? So you see, just because someone claims to be a follower of Christ doesn't make it so. And the examples I just used are obviously cases in point, all right? But even in the church, my friends, even in the church, where you have Baptists, Methodists, Protestants, Episcopalians, what else? You all probably know if you've been in this longer than I have. Church of God in Christ, Apostolic. Okay, you got to know that not everyone who says they are followers of Christ are truly following Christ. This is just the facts. I just want to lay the groundwork on why the Lord is telling us to pay attention to the investments you make. Pay attention to your investment portfolio as in stocks and bonds. Make sure that your portfolio is healthy. And as I said, I don't know anything about stocks and bonds. I just know that I've taken stock in Jesus. And so whatever the case is, my rewards are in heaven, and that's what I'm looking toward. So let's go to our Bibles. And for clear understanding, let's look at this and learn. Pastor Annalisa, can you take us to Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 to 27?
Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 to 27 mm-hmm. tells us, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven.
Oh, that don't sound good already. Just keep going.
But he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Now many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? Mm-hmm. And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Verse 24 says, therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. Mm-hmm. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on on the rock.
All right.
But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great, great was its fall.
All right. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you so much. And that is the entire text. We don't usually go there. We usually just go to Matthew 7:21. You hear people quote it. But Jesus wants us to know what's important. Building your foundation on the rock. That's investing. Amen. That's why he gave us this title. That's investment planning. Getting something that's going to be there. That's a term that we use in the world, right? I want a piece of the rock. Who do you think started that? Jesus. And there's nothing new under the sun. Everything good that we have comes from him. All right? So it's right here in the Bible. He says to build your house on the solid rock, the rock, okay, on Jesus Christ. Amen? That's Jesus, right? So what he's telling us here is clearly is speaking to those who consider themselves to be saved and likely born again people. That's who he's talking to. He's not talking about unbelievers. He's talking about believers. And that should open up our eyes. I mean, it's a fact that normally if you find a person prophesying in the name of Jesus, casting out demons in the name of Jesus, doing many miracles and signs in the name of Jesus, many wonders in his name, normally that person is a what? Christian, a follower of Christ, right? A Christian. But friends, miracles can be counterfeited. Pastor, take us to 2 Thessalonians for a minute. We're going to come right back to this one. But take us to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 9 to 12. And see what it says.
2 Thessalonians chapter 2, mm-hmm. verses 9 to 12 says, the coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, mm-hmm. with all power, signs, and lying wonders.
Lying wonders.
Lying wonders. And with all unrighteous deception among those who perish because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. Verse 11 says, and for this reason, God will send them strong delusion, strong delusion that they should believe the lie, that they all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness.
All right. Thank you, Pastor. See, that's a mouthful right there, okay? And what is so you see, we have people nowadays that perform exorcisms and different things, right? People that are doing good work. Some are in church and they believe what they're doing is good enough, but it's only surface level stuff. And God can use anybody, okay? He used Balaam, didn't he? Okay, the sorcerer and all these other people. So it's spirituality at best. But you can't fool God, and that won't get you into the kingdom of heaven. We've got to be holy and righteous people. We have to work on that, okay? Jesus says back in Matthew 7:21, we're going back there now. Jesus said that some people are going to be disappointed when they hear him say, I never knew you. That's going to be disappointing. I don't know about you all, but that is one of the most chilling and sobering text to me in the Bible, to me anyway. Just think, living your entire life thinking that you're walking with God and everything's taken care of. You say, this old world, I ain't worried about this place. I got a better place to go. You arrive at the door of heaven with your suitcases and somebody looks in and says, Lord said he don't know you. And you see a trap door and there's smoke coming out of it. And you, you know, that's the picture I get when I see something like this. Only to hear the Lord say, I never knew you. How terrible is that? How terrible is that? That's like boarding an airplane to go skydiving. And when it's your turn to dive and they say, ready, and you go ready, and you all suited up and you jump out, they'll parachute. No ripcord. That's what this is like. Just as you exit the plane, you find out you don't have a parachute. You want Jesus as your parachute. You want to make sure he's in operation on your back covering you. Amen. And so why is it so important to examine. That's why it's so important to examine your investment portfolio, to take stock of what you do have. If you ever had a policy, an insurance or a car policy, and you don't really pay attention to it because you never really use it, and then you need it, and it's lapsed. We can't afford to do that with the Lord. If you're like me, where we come from a family of 13 children, we pay, live check to check, rent to rent, and I didn't pay for anything in advance. I waited till it got there, okay? I don't have a credit card today. But the point is, God takes care of everything. And when you are investing in your eternal future, you got to make sure that you're making the proper investments, okay? We can't afford to take eternity in Christ for granted. That's the most important thing. No, we need to make sure that we're properly outfitted before jumping into eternity, all right? If we want to go back to that analogy. So Jesus makes it crystal clear regarding what needs to be done by mankind. And it's easy to take our eyes off of him, isn't it? This world's going to show you some things that you're not going to be thinking about the Lord. It's going to show you some stuff, some how to make money and how to get rich quick schemes. And somebody's always calling you and you get scam calls and you see celebrities on TV and women go to Hollywood. And have you ever noticed that all the actresses, even the ones, I don't mean this in a bad way. Let me just be transparent. You know, you see people in Hollywood that look good. Okay, they take care of themselves. They get nips and tucks, and they get all those things. But no matter how good you look in Hollywood, you know you got to do some stuff to get that award. You got to sleep with somebody somewhere to get that award. I know because I'm still with the Screen Actors Guild, but the Lord pulled me away from it before I went to Hollywood. Thank God, He pulled me away from it. And he pulled me to him. But there are some things that go on in Hollywood, the casting couch, that's real. Now it's not just for women, it's for men. It's just all turned around now. And so they look good, but you got to do some stuff to get that Academy Award. You better believe it. That's why you see these men going to jail now. That's why you see Weinstein and all these other people. There's some stuff going on in Hollywood that's been going on for decades, but now it's coming out because the Lord said there's nothing hidden that won't be revealed. Huh? It's in his word. Now people saying, well, I didn't do anything but what everybody else did. Well, now they're telling on you. Okay? God is exposing things. So what I'm trying to say is these things lure you away from the Lord. Even Miss Don't Look So Good. If she's acting, she's going to get with somebody to get an award. Okay? It doesn't matter. That's just the nature of the beast. And when I say beast, Satan is all up in that place. So we've got to know this. You got to turn away from some stuff that's going to get you sidetracked and will have you walking away from the Lord, okay? And Jesus makes it clear that this is the proper investment portfolio, how to pad your portfolio. Again, looking at what he says in Matthew 7:24, he says, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, okay, I will liken him as to a man who built his house on the rock, okay? And I want you all to know that what Jesus is saying is that he's looking for obedience in his people. He's looking for obedience in his people. Plain and simple. He's basically saying, once you hear what my word says, do it. That is what Jesus is saying. Do it. Don't question it. Do it. And look again at what the word of God says in James 1:22. Pastor, can you read that one for us? Listen to this for a minute. I'm skipping around, but just listen, bear with me for a minute.
James 1:22. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves.
Uh-huh. Thank you. And doesn't that sound like Matthew 7:24? Yeah. Same thing. Okay. Hear what I say, then do what I've said. Okay. And to do anything else is to deceive yourself. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. Can't get much clearer than that. Wouldn't you agree? I'm sure that Jesus tops this thing off by saying, If you just hear his words and not do them, then you're deceiving yourself. If you think you can float through Christ and say, well, Lord, know how I am, you're fooling yourself. Sometimes we do that, don't we? We can miss church and miss church and miss church, and you go further and further and further out there, don't you? Yeah. Till you pull you back in. The devil know you're missing church, and the devil's going to send something your way to make sure you have something else to do on that day. I don't know how many reunions you go through on Sunday. How many anniversaries on Sunday? We going to visit people that are 90 years old that we don't know, but we'll go on Sunday. And the devil will put things in front of you so that you miss getting fed. You miss your nourishment. That's the whole thing about being nourishment. You don't eat right one day. You got to eat right at least 4 or 5 days a week. Maybe you splurge on the weekend. It's the same with this word. You can't afford to miss the nourishment of the word of God and call yourself spiritually healthy. Ain't no way. You can go to gym all you want to. Go gym and do whatever you want to do. Eat french fries and candy and see where you turn out. Right? Right, Devin? Do you see that brother right there? That young brother right there? That's a young lion. This is what I'm talking about. You got to build that thing up. You got to work with what God gave you. And God is giving us the things that we need. That's what he's given us, okay? So God does not condone disobedience. Disobedience, pride, rebellion. You could say all these things, they live right next door to one another. They're family. Disobedience, pride, rebellion. That's a neighborhood you don't want to be in. That's a dangerous neighborhood. You don't live around folks like that. I did. I did for 18 years in Chicago. I lived in the projects, and I had some disobedient, rowdy, rebellious people living to my left and my right. Sometimes we just stayed. We couldn't even hear the TV because they'd be making so much noise. And that was something. But it's the same way in the spirit, is what I'm saying. Those are the things that God does not condone from his people, okay? He's not going to condone those things because we can't fool him. If we're saying that we're walking in the Lord and we're not, the Bible says we're deceiving ourselves. You're deceiving somebody, and guess who it is? Y-O-U, because you're not fooling God. And when it comes to receiving the blessings that God has for you, guess what? You've just shortchanged your blessings. See, God's promises, a lot of his promises are conditional. What does he say in Matthew 6:33? Seek you first the kingdom of God. That in itself is a clue. How do you seek the kingdom? You just look at it one time? He said the kingdom, not just the Bible. Some people read a scripture for 15 minutes and go to sleep and say, well, I sought the kingdom. No, you went to sleep. You got to walk in this thing. Seek first the kingdom of God. And, is that a conjunction? I've been out of school for a while. And his righteousness. So it's not just enough to seek it and look for it, but you got to get into the righteousness of God.
Praise God. Matthew 6:33 says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Amen, amen. This is Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones, sponsored by Spirit of Truth Church Worldwide in Fairfield, California. We appreciate your partnership and financial support. All financial donations are tax deductible and accepted on our secure website. Giving is easy. Simply click the donate button to give today. We appreciate your faithful support and pray the Lord strengthens you as you follow him. Thank you for choosing to fellowship with us today. Today's message, along with previous broadcasts, are available at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. Listen, while you're there, connect with us. Like and follow us on Facebook. And if you've been blessed by today's messages, please let us know. Submit your comments, testimonies, and prayer requests on our contact page at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. In need of prayer or encouragement? We're here for you. Call 707-759-5244. Join us for our weekly Sunday worship service at 1 p.m. and walk through the Bible with us Wednesdays at 8 p.m. live on Facebook. All services are available on YouTube and online at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. Thanks again for tuning in to Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones. Don't forget to tune in next week for the continuation of this powerful series with Pastor Joel. Until next time. God is here.